What's going on, my nigglets? Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the only show on the internet.
The only show.
With me, Kyle Aldrich.
And
musical guest, Orion Brower.
Orion, we have missed you.
Yes.
Where have you been all my life?
I had to call in again, Kyle. Do the listeners really want to hear what happened?
I'm sure they want some kind of, they demand some kind of explanation.
I'm certain they don't give a fuck. Like, thank God Orion's not around.
They were
Kyle,
sad.
Get that live stream going. Slumber party.
Last week I did do a slumber party because you were missing. And I ended up not recording it and not putting out an episode. But they were sad that you weren't here. And they were asking what was up. I kind of tried to explain
That's
it at the time.
Dumb.
But I didn't know all the details.
All right. Well, Aldi, my fiance. God, I hate saying that. I should just call her my fucking wife.
My fucking wife.
Had some shit going on with her body. Some weird feelings and things physically happening that were weird, so she went and got it checked out with the doctor. They drew some blood. We waited weeks, and you'd think you'd get some call, you know, like a call, like, hey, this is what's going on. Nothing big. Or, oh God, get into the hospital right away. This is serious. You know, something.
Right. You figure they'll let you know.
They're not going to call that day. But, weeks went by, and it was Friday. It was show night, and she got a call. We were at work, and somebody was trying to get a hold of her, and it was the doctor, and they said it was serious. We got the results back. We needed to get more blood drawn as soon as possible the next morning, which was early as shit, hence why I called in. And I was freaking out. I called Kyle.
Because they called. She'd had blood drawn before, and they were supposed to test it, and they didn't call you, and then they finally did, and they said,
I'm super confused.
We can't tell you what's going on, but we really need you to get in here and give us more blood.
They drew like 4 vials. That's a lot of blood.
That makes it sound like a big deal. Like, we can't tell you what's going on, but we need more blood.
Yeah.
Maybe the problem is she has too much blood. Like, they tested the blood, and they were like, oh, there's just
should have passed out after 4 vials.
There's too much of this shit. You got way too much of this shit. So they're having her come. We need to drain you once a week now.
Yeah. But, she goes and gets more blood drawn, then there's more waiting, and blah, blah, blah. She's okay, apparently, because we're still waiting. And we talked to a friend of ours who used to be a nurse, and she said, oh, if there was something serious going on, they would have called you right away. And that hasn't happened. So,
Sean,
I don't know.
Sean in the chat says, I bet they just lost the first sample and were embarrassed. I said that to you when we were talking before the show. Like, how funny would it be if we really need you to get in here and give us more blood?
Because we're all human.
We
shit
lost
happens.
The last.
Yeah.
How do you lose a vial of blood? Like, where does it go?
Yeah.
I don't. I'm that, sure it happens
a,
too.
That'd be a fancy little
like it's
explanation.
It falls in someone's purse. They take it home and they're like, what is this?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Throw it in the trash. Throw it in the junk drawer. Yeah. There's some nurse with a junk drawer just full of like rubber bands and vials of blood.
I would throw it out. Yeah, if I got home, it was in my pocket. What? Where did this come from? But yeah, she basically the biggest concern she had was she was peeing brown and her kidneys were hurting. Like her lower back where the kidneys would be were hurting. And if you look that up online, it's serious as shit. Like kidney disease. Horrible shit.
If your kidneys are failing, that's a big fucking
kidney failure. That's terrible. But they would have called, apparently, if it was that. They wouldn't need more. I don't know how their system works. And it's been a week, no call. And I wonder, I was telling Kyle this, how does the system work? If there's no concern, do they just not call?
Yeah. You'll only hear from
weeks
us, hear from
weeks
us if there's a problem.
And you just sit there. And if that's true, that's fucked up because that's half the trauma. You're sitting there waiting, thinking the worst, what this could be, waiting. It could be this. Oh my God. Do I only have so much so much time to live? You're sitting there alone thinking about the craziest shit.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the things that made you go in to get tested in the first place are still happening. They're only getting worse.
Yeah.
Oh, another finger fell off. I'll find out eventually.
What kind of fucked up system? But her symptoms have subsided, and we're confident that it's not terribly serious. So, yeah. But that's what happened.
So Aldi's not dying, hopefully.
Hopefully.
Or at least not any faster than the rest of us.
Yeah.
But yeah. But that's what it was, a medical thing. So it was.
Yeah, that waiting thing when you're young is traumatic. But when you're old, I just expect them. I got cancer, or I got, you know, you're old. It's time. Nobody loves you. Just wait for the, you know, don't even think of the worst possible thing, because you are the worst possible thing. You need to die. You're old. Wow. You can't drive very well. But when you're young, you know, you're worried.
I can't wait to find
all
out
this life to live for.
What horrible ailments I'll have as an old man, because I've never really had a serious illness of any kind. So when I imagine when I get old, I'm going to be paying for it.
That's my thought, too. Yeah. Because we never go in and get checkups.
I'm going to have throat cancer, ball cancer, leukemia, you know, a brain tumor, arthritis.
They're going to have
Gehrig's disease.
Fucking clip.
Parkinson's, Alzheimer's.
Clipboard, yeah.
Yeah.
There you will just be no clipboard, just a book and that face on the doctor like, oh, I don't, I'd rather be golfing, but I guess I'll go through all of this with you.
It's just a list of all known ailments, and they only circle the ones I don't have.
Yeah.
Because it's easier.
Yeah. Jesus.
Brad Kelly says in the chat that I do have the Bergs. That's undiagnosed. According to an internet quiz, I have the Bergs.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. But according to that same, not that same internet quiz, but the same internet, according to another internet quiz.
That internet.
According to another internet quiz, Orion and I are both alcoholics.
Yeah.
Although I guess I'm a recovering alcoholic, because I wouldn't count anymore.
Yeah.
But I did the time we took the test. Oh, Brad Kelly says, where's that Pinkie Pie? I haven't combed her mane in a while.
She is.
I just had to dig her out from behind some 40s. Yeah. The poor girl has, oh God, look at this tail. Oh, comb. And he says mane, but the mane is plastic. Like, it's molded plastic. I can only comb the tail. You know, those fucking ponies. I think I might just be over it. I know I've said this before, but like, I keep watching these new episodes and I can't tell if it's that like I got less retarded or if the show got more retarded, but I think I might be over it. I'm still watching it, but
yeah.
I don't know about these ponies.
It's time to move on. Yeah.
Maybe it's just time to
grow
up and straighten out.
Yeah. That's how our generation will grow to become. Like, anything that's funny will be funny for 5 seconds, and then you move on the internet. Someone brings it up later. It's not funny anymore, man.
Yeah.
You'll only laugh like, now you're just checking it out. anything you're interested in is like your desktop background on your computer, you know? Eventually, after a few days or weeks or months, you got to change it. You're bored with it.
I haven't changed mine in over a year.
Oh my God, Kyle. Jesus Christ.
I don't look at it very often. I usually have shit open.
I change mine every 3 days, man. I can't stand it. It bugs me.
My current desktop background is this. You can't even see it because I'm such a, like, if you look at my desktop, you can tell what a disorganized fuck I am. Look at all those icons.
Jesus Christ. There are such things as folders.
I know, but the thing is, when I save shit to the desktop, it's because I don't want to put it in a folder that I have to go navigate to. The desktop's always there.
Yeah.
So
Jesus, there's thousands.
Yeah, but anyway, the thing behind my desktop icons is this, it's like a post-apocalyptic Japanese cityscape painting. And I haven't changed, like, this was, I don't know how long ago it actually was, but I made this my desktop background around the time I started talking about Japanese demons and mythological creatures. So it's been that long, however long that was. When I played that song, that Mogu Mogu song as our intro, it's been that long.
Jesus. So you look at that every day, or maybe not, and just like, meh, background. Me, I'm like, I'll look at it and it's like, God, it's been up there for a fucking week. I need something new.
Yeah, I just don't care.
I don't know how to explain it.
It doesn't matter. Like, I'm never looking at it.
Yeah.
Unless I need to go find that thing that I buried in a corner of my desktop icons.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today, Orion.
Yes.
Is I saw a big post on Reddit the other day, and I've seen a bunch of posts on my my Facebook friends posting shit about. Hold on a second.
No.
It doesn't help. I don't know why I do it. A bunch of posts about how people are like, you know, this weather has been unseasonably warm lately.
Of course.
And that wouldn't bother me so much. I mean, it's kind of dumb. Like, yes, we're all alive. We can all feel temperatures.
This weather has been unseasonably warm.
I mean, that's kind of dumb. But what's bugging me about it is every time I see somebody post about it, they go, where's the snow? Yep. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Yes. I hate all of those people. We all do.
You fuckheads had better stop asking for snow. I don't think people are dumb. Like, I see, like, I'm like, why do you want there to be snow? It's awful. And they're like, well, I like skiing. Well, fuck you. You want to go down a hill really fast? Go ride a roller coaster, dipshit.
What about getting your car fucked up? Wow.
Well, but I like snowmobiling. Get a motorcycle.
Yeah.
Or a four-wheeler. Go out like on
They never mention the commute to work. Ever.
No.
Because they've never been fucked in the ass before, you know?
That's because I don't know.
And even I haven't been royally fucked in the ass over the winter.
There's really nothing,
but
everything good about snow is like the result of some guy who couldn't get away from snow trying to make the best of snow.
Yes.
Like snowball fights. Mm-hmm. Snowball fights fucking suck. Like, have you ever been hit in the face with a snowball? Yeah. It isn't fun.
No.
It's not a
it
good
should
time.
Be illegal.
Go indoors and have a pillow fight, a Nerf gun fight, something that doesn't hurt. Yeah. Just it stings so bad.
Yeah. For a while.
I used to like building snow forts.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just because I like building forts.
Alone. Yeah. I like to do it alone. Not with friends or people.
I don't care about doing it alone or with friends, but the reason I like building snow forts wasn't because snow is the only thing in the world to build a fort out of, and this is the only time I could ever build a fort.
Yeah.
It's because I liked building forts, and sometimes I had to be outside in the fucking snow.
Exactly. Yes.
If you grew up in a pit full of human shit and broken glass, eventually you would come up with some games that required human shit and broken glass. That doesn't mean it's a good time.
And also a fort.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Eventually you'd be building human fecal forts. And then, like, somebody comes through with a hose and some bleach and cleans up this pit full of human shit and broken glass. And you're like, where's the human shit?
Yeah.
I was building a fort. Fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snow is the worst. And God, I just don't get it.
Mm.
What is wrong with you people?
Well, I love snow. It's amazing.
I liked snow when I was a kid, too. You know why? Because I didn't have to do anything with it.
Yeah.
The only thing I had to do was sometimes just exist among it. Like, I'd have to go out at recess, and then I could build a snow fort, which is one of the few enjoyable things you can do with snow. I never had to drive in it. I never had to scrape a windshield.
Yeah.
I never had to worry about a car not starting.
The people that love it are on medication. You know it. Because that process of waking up and having to go to work doesn't faze them. Going out and scraping their fucking windshield and driving in that shit, possibly being late, getting fired or yelled at, doesn't faze them. Because they're on medication. Doesn't faze them.
Maybe it's just people who don't like change. Because, you know, nobody really does, including me. And they're like, wait a minute, around this time, every year of my life, there's been snow. What if there's a Christmas with no snow? Their world is crashing down around them. Maybe that's what it is. And it's just an anxiety thing. I don't know, because there's no real reasonable explanation for why you want snow so bad.
Nobody drives to work in snow and admires the beauty. Nobody.
Brad Kelly says, I bet beautiful. Kyle still doesn't have an ice scraper. I do. I bought one at a gas station. It's one of those ones for ladies where there's like fur lining and it's like a glove and then a scraper on the outside. Have you seen those? Like the handles on the inside of like a mitten kind of thing. It's like a little sleeve with a fur lining and then there's the plastic blade. It's very small and very inefficient, but it does work.
That's good. And that's also a very asshole thing to ask. I'm just sitting here in the chat. Ooh, I know what to ask.
Well, I bet
Kyle doesn't have a fucking scraper. What a loser.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me if I still didn't have a scraper, so I can't exactly be upset.
But of all things. Yeah.
That does seem like something I would do. What are people in the chat saying? I don't have to worry about snow here in Florida. The trade-off is that I live in Florida. Reading the news about what happens in Florida makes me think that living in Florida would be...
You'll have it coming. Eventually.
Living in Florida would be exciting if you want to put a positive spin on it. it would certainly be interesting.
Yeah. If you had...
But the weather...
Place no value on electronics or owning a home or apartment.
Bames is a loser. He never leaves the house and he hates snow. Snow would be okay if I never had to go to work.
Yeah.
It would be if I could just go, like if I just had money, I could go as it's getting colder, stock up on a bunch of shit and never leave the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Snow would be okay. I could look out the window and go, oh, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Yuck, yuck. But the fact that I have to go outside, it makes snow just awful.
Oh yeah. And it's bad enough, like during a beautiful day. The commute to work. And I keep dwelling on that, but I dread it because I used to live 5 minutes from work and now I live like 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
And every day, like we all know, there's idiots, you know, and it, I can't get past it. It, like, I'm going to work. I'm okay. I barely got sleep. I'm making do. All right, let's do this. Start up the car. I'm going. Then there's an asshole, and it ruins my fucking day. And then there's another one, and another one, and another one that are inconceivably, and I'm not talking like, you know, people complain about
everybody, well, stupid people are everywhere, you know,
on Facebook. They're like,
no, there really are genuinely awful people on the road.
I have a tolerable area of stupid. I can understand or forgive, but they just blast through that wall, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not like, oh, they cut me off. I'm so pissed. No, it's like this guy is driving in the middle of the road and he's hitting his brakes and there's nobody in front of him and I'm trying to get to work, you know?
And sometime last week, I don't regularly see, supposedly there are a lot of them out there, but I usually don't see obviously drunk drivers.
Yeah.
But I was on the way home from work one day, like last week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like daylight out still. It's like
4:30,
something like that. And there's this guy who is weaving in and out of the lane.
Oh,
like he's weaving between the two lanes and he's braking a lot and driving real slow and
so
swerving.
Obvious.
And I don't see that very often, but I don't, anyway, but yeah, I mean, get like driving around can be shitty even when it's not, like the weather isn't a problem.
Yeah.
You know, there are enough idiots and assholes out there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're talking about going to work, you have to make this commute that sucks to do something that sucks that you don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, at least, I don't know what your sleep schedule is like. So I don't, you might be up long enough beforehand that it's not as big a deal. But for me, I have to get up and go to work. So that makes it even worse. Because, like, I didn't want to get up.
Yeah.
It was a struggle just to get out of bed. Then I sit here and I contemplate calling in.
Yeah.
And I do, this is like every morning. I sit here and I'm like, I haven't called in a while. I could probably get away with it. I still have some, like, sick days left. Yeah. And I usually convince myself to go to work. Like, today was bad. I woke up this morning and I felt like I'd slept all of 30 minutes.
Oh, no.
And I was just, zombieing around the apartment.
Once that idea enters the mind.
I slept in later than I should have.
Yeah.
I still had time, but not much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm sitting here, and I'm like, you know, it really has been a while.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably get away with it. but my boss is probably at work at her desk now, so if I call, she'll actually answer. Because when I do call in, I like to call early so that I get the voicemail and I get to leave a message and not have to talk to anybody.
And that's a valid call-in. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Man. But so I'm like, oh, but then I'd have to actually talk to her and then I'd feel bad and then I'd feel bad the rest of the day. And really, I mean, okay. And I convince myself to go in. But then like, so that's bad enough. Like that's every morning for me. It's just, ugh. And then I go out to my van and even just being cold is bad enough. Like there's no snow, but I go out there and the windshield is covered in ice because for reasons that I don't understand because I'm not a scientist, everything gets wet overnight.
Yeah, somehow. So, in like a 2-hour window. It was fine when I went out for smokes at like 4 a.m.
They're like ghosts and fairies just fluttering around, breathing heavily on everything.
Yeah.
So everything's moist when I get up and it's all, so now my windshield's all frozen over. Now I have to go dig out that tiny little woman ice scraper that I own. Or before I had one, try to scrape it off with various trash I had in my passenger seat.
Jesus.
And my face hurts and my fingers hurt. And now my arm's starting to cramp up because this ice scraper doesn't work that well. And because it's a van, I have more windows than a regular car that I have to scrape
more
off.
More surface area. Yeah.
And then, God, and then I have to, and my heat doesn't really work right, so I can't really, like, get all cozy in the car. And it's just, oh, God, and it's just, and then I get to work, and
this is legitimate complaining, not being a whiny bitch.
I get to work, and I'm sitting there doing shit I hate for, like, an hour and a half, I think, and then I get my first break, and I'm addicted to drugs, so I have to go outside and do them. And my face hurts, and my hands hurt, and my lungs hurt a little bit more than normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to walk by these assholes who are wondering why I won't stand around with them.
Yeah.
Why don't I want to hang out with these fucking 40-year-old moms? What's the deal? We have plenty in common. Oh, God, and it's just the worst. And then you get out of work, and it's the same thing all over again. I've gotten out of work and had to scrape again.
Yep.
And then I drive home and I come home and I go inside and I just cry myself through an episode of Sexy Vampires And then I go to bed.
Yeah.
And for somehow an episode of Sexy Vampires is all I did all afternoon. I got home at 5, stayed up till 1:30 in the morning, and somehow this is the only thing I accomplished was that I watched a show. Yeah. And then I go to bed and I do the whole thing all over again. And you want to put snow on top of this?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. There's no counter argument to that. There isn't. None. God damn it.
I forgot to mention, last week I did a slumber party.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you weren't here and we were all crying and we needed to slumber together to make ourselves feel better. And I was Skyping with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I started getting all these contact requests in Skype where like people are like, I want to be a Skype contact with you so we can be Skype buddies. But they're all names I don't recognize and they're not calling in. They're just contact requesting me. And I'm like, what's going on here?
Hmm.
So I started calling them back.
Yeah, good.
And they, excuse me, they most of them like wouldn't pick up. Then a couple of them picked up and would just sit there in mm-hmm. silence. And it would always be like... There were like one of two things that you would see for their pictures, their like avatars or whatever. It would either be like a sexy man or what they think is a sexy man anyway, like abs and chest with no head, or like an Arab dude. And I got one dude named Muhammad to actually talk to me.
Oh my God.
I asked him, where are you getting our Skype name? And he said he got it from this website called Moco Space. Which I at first assumed was like MySpace or something, but for like brown people. But it turns out it's like some kind of online game website or something, like little flash games or something. I don't really know. Some place for dipshits to go. And I guess somebody used our Skype name on there somewhere. And he starts asking like, he's talking to me, so mm-hmm. he can hear my voice.
Yeah.
Miss Nick was in the call too, so there is a girl voice, but he's talking to me. And I was like trying to phone sex him mm-hmm, and it wasn't mm-hmm. exactly working, but then he did send me a picture of his dick.
Oh shit.
And then I'm trying to find this. I didn't record the whole call because I didn't have the presence of mind to do so, but I did record the very end of it.
Oh,
let's see. I think this is it.
What?
Dude, I am poking my pinky finger. You know, the little finger. Into my urethra, which is like my dick hole, and I'm slowly pushing it in and then pulling it back out.
Mm-mm.
What do you think?
What, lol? I'm not a gay.
Oh. Wow, this is embarrassing. I am so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. See, I'm a big, fat, gay dude, and I just really, I was hoping, I thought we made a connection.
Yeah, you did.
Like, I was kind of hoping, have you ever seen somebody, like, wrap a ribbon around a maypole? Because I was hoping we could do that with our dicks.
No.
No?
Long silence.
No, you're not into it?
I think I should end this call.
No, I don't think you should. Ever end this call. I think this is the best call. Oh, there he goes.
Oh.
Ikram. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty good.
That's pretty good.
You missed the best parts of that, though, unfortunately, because I wasn't recording early enough.
Yeah.
But I wanted to play that clip just because I thought it was funny. But yeah, so I still don't really know exactly why all these people were suddenly... I can't.
What did they
connection.
Get out of it?
Yeah. If it was on Moco Space, which is like this weird little game website, I don't understand why everybody was like on Moco Space playing like some knockoff of Bejeweled or something.
Yeah.
And then they see a Skype name and they're like, oh, tits or something. I don't know what happened, but they went for it. And it was just so many people all at once.
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know what the deal is, but it was kind of fun. I kind of hope it starts happening again.
At any point, did you ask him why he added you?
Well, that's how
it's like, what do you get out of that? Oh, it shows up that I have this many subscribers on, I don't know, Skype.
How we found out that it came from Moco Space, but he was hard to talk to. He wasn't making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He did send me a picture of his pointy dick, which I then sent to Eris, mm-hmm. and Eris critiqued it. He said it was not a very attractive penis.
Mm-hmm. I believe it. Yeah.
But you did miss out last week.
Yeah.
It was a good time. I sang a lot of songs. We Skyped it up. I tried to cyber with Arab dudes.
Kyle, sing a song.
Yeah, Miss Nick had me sing
Jesus.
Come Together by the Beatles.
And you were drinking, so it sounded okay. It sounded like a good time.
Trashed. Yeah.
Because to me, over and over, like sing a song, stop talking. That's how.
No, but they are terrible at suggestions.
Eat it up.
They're awful at suggestions.
A million things. I have all this potential in this brain of mine. Oh,
Kyle, sing Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
No, fuck you.
Thousands of ideas could come to mind.
I played
what to request of Kyle.
They asked me to do Vanilla Ice. They asked me to do Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah.
And instead, I played them the MP3 of me as a little kid.
Oh, fantastic.
Doing Ice Ice Baby, which apparently, like, I guess I should have known this because it was a long time ago that I posted it to the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently, people hadn't heard this because it's been a long time. And I don't even remember for sure if we played it during an episode or not, or if I just put it up on the Facebook for people to download.
Thought we did, yeah.
So I should probably repost that. But that makes me think about the fact that, like, we kind of have newer listeners now.
Yeah.
And
in
theory, we should probably be gaining listeners here and there all the time.
Yeah.
And so there are going to be lots of things people don't really know about. Like, this is kind of related to, have you seen the big religious thread in the forum that came up?
Mm-hmm.
Poor M. M gets in there and she's like, hey, guys, let's have a religious debate. And then, me and I think it was Maddie Mayhem start yelling at each other.
Mm-hmm.
But there's this big, like, religious debate thread in there. And it occurred to me that, like, we've talked an awful lot about religion.
Yeah. What else is there to cover?
I've said an awful lot of mean things about it.
Bringing it up.
I think it's the worst.
Yeah.
I think if you believe in religious crazy things, you're crazy. But there are going to be people who don't know that.
Yeah.
And they're going to come in and they're going to be, like, innocently say, like, well, you know, I'm kind of religious.
I believe in orbs.
And then I'm going to shout them into a garbage can. I don't know. It's just something I was thinking about. Like, I kind of have to at least be willing to... I was thinking about how, like, when Marleykins stopped listening because I was calling her crazy and stuff and she got her feelings hurt and all that garbage. I was thinking about how is that different from M coming in and saying, I'm religious.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the ways in which it's different is that Marleykins had been there from the very beginning. She'd heard all the atheist rants I'd gone on and had even at one point been like, okay, guys, we get it. It's becoming the atheist hour.
Yeah.
And I kind of agreed just because we were repeating ourselves so much.
Mm-hmm.
But so she knew what she was getting herself into. And there are other things that are different about it. Like but she knew what she was getting herself into. M, I don't know how much of the show she's heard. I know she's been in the chat. I don't even know for sure that she's listened to the recorded episodes or not. And if she has, I don't know how far back she's gone. So maybe she just doesn't know what it is that she's jumping into.
It's possible, yeah.
I don't know. Although she has heard like the drunken rants, like when I was ranting about babies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, I was just thinking about that.
Did she ever get back to you and say anything?
Because in that
you
thread,
addressed every point.
She's posted twice in that thread.
Okay.
She posted the first post and then she responded eventually to one of mine. Maddie Mayhem was pissing me off. And I think what pissed me off the most about it was that he didn't understand why he was pissing me off.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to kind of frame it like I'm crazy. I think you have emotion. No, it was more than that. It was like you have some deep emotional problems. Like, what happened to you? Where did religion touch you? You know, like I'd been molested by religion or something. Like this is some kind of deep emotional scarring that I'm not recognizing.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is especially offensive to me because it it makes one thing I really hate about people in general is when they do things, believe things, and don't understand why. And it happens to everybody on some level, but it drives me crazy. It's one of the things that drives me crazy about religion is that like religious people will just believe nonsense. And when you ask them why, they really can't explain it to you.
Yeah.
They really don't know. And that drives me nuts. And the idea that you think the reason I hate religion so much, the reason is because like there's this secret thing in my brain that's broken because of some trauma or something that happened to me and that it's actually about something else.
Some
and
then textbook, psychiatric
directing it all.
Chapter, yeah.
Yeah, that just, pisses me off. Plus, I wasn't being unreasonable in the thread up to that point. I was just asking him questions that he was refusing to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Sean Ryan wanted me to play a clip for you.
Yes.
We talked about on the last episode you were on, I think, if not an episode before that. I can't keep track of these things.
It was
in
the
my
last
head.
One, yeah.
But we talked about this Panty and Stocking podcast that Sean Ryan did with Cody Beyer and this evil German Max guy. And we were making fun of this thing that the German Max guy said about gorgeous animations. And then Sean went and clipped it out of the episode and sent it to me.
I was hoping somebody would do that.
And he wants to hear, like, he wants me to play it and hear your response to it.
All right.
Miss Nick said she thought Orion had heard it, but Orion says he hasn't.
No.
So.
Even disregarding the animations, the style looks like absolute ass. So how can this look gorgeous? I've seen gorgeous. I've seen Ghost in the Shell. I know what gorgeous animation looks like.
See?
This is not it.
When I was doing the impression, it really wasn't.
Fucking, no, it's dead on.
Yeah, it really wasn't an exaggeration. I've seen gorgeous animations. I've seen Ghost in the Shell.
That's fucking great. Sorry.
I tweeted a quote of that on Twitter. I just wrote out word for word what he said and put it in quotes and tweeted it. And somehow Cody Beyer found it. I don't know if Sean told him I tweeted it or whatever, because he doesn't follow me.
Yeah.
But then he responds to it. He's like, yeah, good for you. That is what he said. You're really good at listening, or some garbage, like non-retort.
Yeah.
Like, yup, he did say that. Mm-hmm. Very smart. I don't know.
No sense of humor.
I
that
do
Cody.
Love. I love that.
No
clip,
sense
though.
Of humor.
Even disregarding the animations, the style looks like absolute ass. So how can this look gorgeous? I've seen gorgeous. I've seen Ghost in the Shell. I know what gorgeous animation looks like. This is not it.
I could listen to that all night.
Even disregarding the animations, the style looks like absolute ass. So how can this look gorgeous? I've seen gorgeous. I've seen Ghost in the Shell. I know what gorgeous animation looks like.
Oh,
this is not it.
I'm sorry. That needs to be copied and shared amongst everyone in the world.
I think I should make a promo for our show.
Yeah.
And just put it out there, like put it on our promos page, and it'll like have a music bed, and it'll maybe I'll have Duve record something for the start of it and the end of it, but the middle will just be that repeated for like like a minute and a half or something.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with our show. It's just him over and over and over going.
Even disregarding the animations, the style looks like absolute ass. So how can this look gorgeous? I've seen gorgeous. I've seen Ghost in the Shell. I know what gorgeous animation looks
it's
like. This
great.
Is not it.
I love it
gold.
So much.
Solid gold.
Oh, boy. If anybody would like to call in, we're taking your calls. 616-328-5581. Or you can Skype us at my name with a period in the middle. Kyle.Aldrich. That's a Skype name. If you want to be Arabic and try to suck my dick, call in. But if you don't want to call in, that's cool too. If you just want to be lazy, hang out in the chat, be an asshole, it's fine. I don't like you. I hate you. Go die in a fire. I didn't mean any of that. I'm a little lost. I keep show notes. I try to anyway. And I have all these things in my show notes. But then I can't talk and read at the same time. So I'm like, I'm talking. I get to the end of something and I look at the show notes and I'm like, I don't know. Which one of these things should we do? We got some emails.
All right.
You want to do some emails? We've had these for a little bit now. I've been bad when we do the live shows. I'm bad.
Weeks.
Oh, Bames John is here. John D. Bames, what's up, bro?
Not much.
I was just about to read an email. You want to hear an email?
Sure.
Okay. This is from...
He's so fucking laid back. I fucking love it.
This is from Rafael Trujillo, the little Mexican
been
boy.
Been a while, yeah.
His writing is hilarious. Anyway, he says, I just finished hearing the P&S podcast Sean was on, Panty and Stocking, the one we were talking about where that clip came from. And I could not help but cringe through it all. Oh, by the way, the subject of this email is Sean's opinions baffle me sometimes. I think he meant baffles me. Sean's opinions baffle me. Anyway, mainly since the majority of it was less about the show and more so a discussion about reference humor. My question to you both is, what is good and bad referential humor to you? I could not help but be frustrated when they repeated, a reference is a reference is a reference. This is what makes a reference a bad idea to use as a large component of a show like Family Guy, Simpsons, P&S, etc. Mainly that no matter the reference, how it's used, or how old it is, you draw a line in the sand when you use a reference. Like the Transformers reference Sean used for himself, that was a good reference, but for me, I am 18 and was not alive during that gen of Transformers, so that would have gone over my head for me and would have been a bad reference. He spelled bin, B-I-N.
Oh, Jesus.
Would of, not would have, would have been, like you throw things in.
Mm-hmm.
A bad reference. You never know when a reference style show will cater to you or some other group. It's even harder if it's episodic. You never know if this episode is for you or someone else. That's why I tend not to watch shows like this. Often it requires too much sifting through to be worth the time. I prefer references to be used sparingly, not as a pillar of a story. Even a reference about an old plot point in the original story would be better. At least it's a reference they created and not someone else's. I apologize if I repeated myself, but I would enjoy your takes on the subject. Enjoy the rest of your recording. Oh, and when using a reference among friends, I tend to go by the rule of thumb. If one person will not understand it, then don't use it. But that's me. What do you two think? Well, first of all, if I went by the rule of thumb, if one person will not understand it, don't use it, I would never make a reference to anything on the show because Orion doesn't know about anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, man. So how do you feel about reference humor?
I use it... Not so much for the sake of humor, and I'm echoing.
Yeah, we're getting a BAMES echo. BAMES, are you putting your speakers next to the microphone?
Silly, I should probably turn that down, because, yeah, I was even hearing the echo myself.
Okay.
Say things.
All right.
I can still hear it.
Really?
Are you wearing headphones, or are you listening in speakers?
I'm listening in headphones, but they, like, bleed a lot.
Put your hands over your ears.
Okay.
Now put your hands over your rear. Now put one hand down the front of your pants and one hand down the back of your pants. Now do jazz hands.
Now stop being so poor and buy some new fucking headphones.
Why are you so poor,
babes? I'm just kidding.
Really kind of freaking out on me lately.
Okay, I think... yeah, it's close enough though.
Yeah,
okay.
Close enough.
So how do you feel about reference humor?
I don't so much use humor all the time, but I use a lot of references when I train people at where I work. Like,
like this is your price gun. This is just like that one time on Seinfeld.
Pretty much, kind of. For example, we have a new person that started like a week ago, and today or yesterday, I was talking about the job and like sometimes we have to clean up spills. And this is actually used for my own humor. This is a bad example, but for an example, I was like, say you drop some like a little jar of sprinkles. And it's, you know, we have to clean that up and it might be really hard. You want to use, you don't always want to use the broom because if you're using the broom, it's like,
oh, I'm a sprinkle. Ooh, that bristle just went right by me. You didn't even touch me.
See, funny to me, all right?
So you were referencing sprinkles?
Yeah. Like it's really hard to sweep up sprinkles. I've cleaned them
it
up
sure a is.
Fair amount of. In my time, but
I'm not sure that's what he means when he says reference humor. You're referencing
that was a bad
the existence
bad
of sprinkles.
Yeah. Give me a second. But I tend to I'll say this like instead of explaining myself with words, I'll use instances like and I'm trying to think of what I told this guy the other day, and it's not coming to me, man. Oh Jesus. It was funny, I swear to God. But we're going to have to go to you, Kyle. I'm going to think about this. And
I think I already talked
back to you
when we talked about the panty and stocking thing before, because I don't know that much about panty and stocking, so I can't speak too much to that.
Yeah.
But we talked a little bit about reference humor. And I think I said on the show, if not, it was in like an after show or something, that I think reference humor is fine. And the thing that annoys me about people who complain about reference humor is that they always complain about... They complain about, it's just a reference. It's not a joke. It's just a reference. Like, Family Guy's so shit. It's all just references. Like, they're like, remember that one time the Kool-Aid Man, blankety blank? But then it cuts to a clip of the Kool-Aid Man doing something hilarious. That's the joke. The joke isn't, hey, remember the Kool-Aid Man.
Mm-hmm.
The joke is the thing that happens after they make the reference. Like, when they cut to the clip and then a thing happens. That's the joke. Now, you might not have found it funny. Or you might not have gotten the reference and therefore didn't find it as funny as you would if you had gotten
that would
the reference.
Kill it, yeah. If
like,
you don't get it. Yeah.
They had that, they did a reference once to Twinkie the Kid,
mm-hmm.
which I understood, but I was not familiar with Twinkie the Kid as like an actual character. It was just a Twinkie mascot with like a cowboy hat and a lasso. So, like, if you had no idea who Twinkie the Kid was, then maybe it's not that funny to you. So, I mean, I get it. It relies on the reference, but the reference isn't actually the joke. The joke wasn't remember Twinkie the Kid.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the joke. And it never is. And if it is, if somebody just says, hey, remember Friends happened, then that's kind of funny to me just because it's like anti-humor or something. But that's not a joke. That's not funny. I understand. But that's not ever what anybody's doing when they make a reference joke. Or it might be with like your shitty friends. Like I've heard shitty people make shitty references, but I've never seen it on a show.
Yeah.
Bames, what do you think?
I don't know. Same as you guys.
You fucking asshole.
I'm having internal conflicts right now about, oh, my mic's bad.
Oh. You definitely need to be aware of who's going to get it, and if they don't, it's not funny.
That's interesting.
It's black and white. If they don't get it, it's not funny. If they do, and they still don't think it's funny, then you're doing a poor job of it, you know.
It is interesting, like, Rafael Trujillo mentions in the email that he's 18 and doesn't get these Transformer references. And we're getting on in fucking years, man. Like, I occasionally will reference, like, Family Matters or Full House or something. Yeah. And these kids these days are going to have no clue what I'm talking about unless they saw it on Nick at Night or something.
That's true. It didn't occur to me.
But things like Nick at Night and syndication and reruns and stuff are the only reason I would ever get, like, a Dick Van Dyke Show reference or... Yeah. The Mary Tyler Moore Show, which nobody fucking makes, but if they did, I would probably get them. Mm-hmm. If you made some joke about Rhoda, I would probably understand it, or Bob Newhart. But the only reason I know about any of that shit is because I watched a lot of Nick at Night as a kid. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I hardly ever watched any, like, Family Matters or something, but I could still get most of the jokes. Like, there's a Robot Urkel at some point.
Robot Urkel.
And there's Stefan Urkel.
Yeah, Stefan was when Steve Urkel built like a machine that made him cool.
I remember he came out as
Stefan. Yeah, I mean, people are going to like not understand dinosaurs references. Yep. Not the mama. They have no idea who that is.
Yep.
Although, you know, when dinosaurs was actually a thing, I am embarrassed to admit I was a kid. So lay off. You're but I had a t-shirt with the baby dinosaur on it, and it said, not the mama.
Oh, my God.
Not the mama.
And wow.
Then the baby hits dad over the head with the frying pan.
Was that your first day of school shirt?
Probably.
You fucking dick.
Oh, God. Yeah, I wore No Fear shirts with basketballs on them. I wore hand-me-down sweatsuits for Notre Dame, and I had no idea what Notre Dame was. There were 2 years in a row I got my picture taken with the same shirt on, and it was like, it was just coincidence. Like, I just happened to be wearing the same shirt.
Oh, God.
Like, 2 years in a row for picture day.
Did that happen because, picture day came up, and you were like, I didn't know picture day was coming up. Nobody told me.
I never knew picture day was coming up.
Yeah. Everybody knew, but.
You know what really upset me? We're getting way off on a tangent now, and that's fine because this reference humor thing I don't give a fuck about, so step off. Rafael Trujillo. Anyway, what pissed me off about picture day was when I was a kid, like a little kid, like elementary school, you could pick your background. And they had they had these cool laser grid backgrounds
Lasers.
And shit. And
oh God.
Then you get older and they're like, I think they whittle the background choices down until eventually you could just get the blue or whatever.
Basically, yeah.
So like 1 year you could pick like some kind of fucking nuclear explosion.
Yes.
Crazy fireworks or lasers. Or you could get the plain blue background, which nobody did unless their parents hated them. And then, like, the next year, it'd be like, oh, you can get blue or gray.
Some matte background.
A couple years later, you can just get blue. Mm-hmm. But, like, how come only little kids get to have cool laser backgrounds? What a load of shit. I would have got laser backgrounds all the way through high school.
Mm-hmm.
You would have seen me with my ponytail in front of a laser background.
Yeah, senior year. Laser backgrounds on my driver's license.
Yeah, right? I should get a laser background for my passport photo. Do you think they would allow that? I think they have rules about that.
I swear to God, like when we were in high school, even the young kids didn't have that luxury. They didn't have those laser backgrounds. They faded out.
Maybe.
Why though? Because the 80s died and went away? Of course they
Maybe.
Didn't,
but, I don't know.
But like picture studios that had those threw them away. Why? What kid you show that to will be like, no, that's fucking stupid.
Yeah, there's no way that was just an 80s thing. That like a kid now,
no way.
If you were like, you can get your picture taken in front of a blue background or fucking laser beams, would be like, are you kidding me, laser beams? That's so like my parents' shit.
Yeah, that's the only explanation.
I'm into sleek, glossy things, iPhones. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There's no way. Kids love lasers.
Yeah.
It's a fundamental constant of the universe. Like the first time a kid ever saw a laser, it was Christmas in his head.
That's true. Yes.
And it will be so till the end of time. Yes.
What is... Oh, Maddie Mayhem says, remember having, like, crayons and shit in the background? I don't remember that.
Oh.
Maybe they got rid of the lasers and brought in, like, shitty crayon backgrounds.
Some 50-year-old faggot came up with, kids like crayons, whoa, and teddy bears.
Yeah.
Fuck you, lasers!
Don't patronize me, old man. I want the death beams.
Yes.
You know, you
in space. God.
Do you have a passport?
No, I don't.
I have one. I don't know where it is. I'll probably need to dig it out sometime when I flee the country. But the weird thing about passports is you go to get your passport and like you apply for it. You have to have a photo to give them for your passport. Like you have to go to like a Photoshop, not Photoshop, but like a photo place. Like they're like drugstores and shit that have like a little photo area.
Yep.
And it looks like where you get your driver's license photo taken. Mm-hmm. And you get passport photos taken. That was one of those instances where there was snot like right in the middle.
Thank you.
I could either vomit or try to blow it toward my nasal. Anyway. These passport photos, I had to go get a passport photo taken someplace and then bring it to the place where I fill out the form and turn in the passport. Like, it's just really strange.
Ridiculous. Yeah.
Like, you go to the DMV or whatever to get your driver's license and they take the photo right there.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they do that with passports?
Yeah.
It seems like, I don't know what you would actually do, but it seems like that opens it up to the possibility of tampering.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think the photo in my passport is like cut out and laminated into my passport somehow. I don't think it's actually printed onto my... So like I gave them that photo and they were like, okay, cool. They got out an X-Acto knife and trimmed the white around the edges and like laminated it down to the page. Like that seems like it just opens it up to fraud.
Oh yeah. Jesus Christ. And if that were the case, you could get a laser background and they'd be like, well, why not?
Yeah, you should be
it's
able to...
It's you.
Basically, I want a laser passport.
Jesus.
Bames, do you have a passport?
I think I do.
Well, have you ever left the country?
All one time. Yeah, I went to Cozumel once.
Where is that in Mexico?
Yeah, some island.
How was that, man?
It was pretty shitty.
Did you get all the sweet poontang?
No, I didn't get any.
When was this? Were you a kid? Or
I was like 14.
Was this like a spring break thing?
Yeah.
Wow. You know what? This is going to seem like a shitty thing to say, but you don't strike me as the go to Mexico for spring break type.
Well, I don't do that anymore. I tried doing that once.
Did you suffer some kind of brain injury that made you not one of the cool kids anymore?
I don't know.
How did that, were you like this buff dude hanging with the cool kids? You went to Mexico for spring break and then you fell off a motorcycle and started wearing metal t-shirts?
No, but I've always been a loser. But then one year my parents were like, hey, you want to go to Mexico? And I was like, okay, I'm a kid.
This is my chance.
And then we went to Mexico and I was like, I hate it. And so then I kept being a loser.
That's fucking hilarious. How ironic would it be? Oh, kid feels like a loser. Let's send him to Mexico. He'll come back feeling...
He'll come back cool.
Look at all these fucking poor shit.
My life is great.
It would have been much cooler if I had been really awesome, but then I got kicked in the head by a donkey.
I just imagine going to Mexico and I feel like a shitty loser at home. Then I go to Mexico and I climb up on a big hill and I see all the sheet metal shanties. Oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Life's pretty good.
That's why I hate travel in general, because I would go see, the Mayan pyramids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd look at them and be like, okay.
Yeah, that's I've thought about that. Everybody kind of, somewhere in their head thinks, someday, if I got the opportunity, I'd like to go see the pyramids.
Yeah.
And then what? Okay, there's a lot of sand, and they look just like the photos.
Just like the photos.
Back to my hotel room.
And there's a million tourists.
Yeah. Oh,
damn it.
I guess we could go to the Pizza Hut, because I think there's a Pizza Hut near the pyramids.
It was Shawarma Hut.
I think there really is a Pizza Hut near the pyramids. I'm not making that up. I think that's true. But yeah, there's lots of things like that. I really want to see the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't give a shit about sights, man.
Is the Eiffel Tower supposed to be some guy with too much money's art project or something? Like, what is the Eiffel? It's not a building. Are there shops in it?
I couldn't tell you right now, but
if there were even
some point in school, I know at some point it was used for advertising.
I think a guy like jumped off it once.
Yeah. It had like the first working elevator or something in it.
But it really served no purpose, right? Initially.
I don't know.
Just as like, look at this thing I designed and we built.
You know what's a piece of shit?
There it is.
You know what's a piece of shit thing to visit is the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been there once. I've been to New York two times, I think. But I've only been to the Statue of Liberty once. I went with my mom and my sister. And you have to wait in this ridiculous fucking line like you're going on the coolest roller coaster on Earth. And then you get up there and it's a shitty little room at the base.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a choice. You can either take an elevator up to the top of the pedestal that the statue's standing on, or you can take the stairs all the way up to her head.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, being a great big fat person with arthritis, wanted to take the elevator. So we got up to the top of the pedestal.
Wow,
and then it's like standing on top of a Walmart. This is great. I can see. Now I can point and laugh at the people in line. Ha ha. Faggots, you're waiting in. I did that though.
Jesus.
And then like, I can't imagine going up to the top is that much better. Climbing all these fucking stairs and you get to the top and it's like, oh, it's like a tall Walmart.
I'm higher up. Yeah.
Like, yeah, I can see all of New York, the lamest city.
Is that emotional detachment, though? Like, you're not reacting the right way? Are we missing something?
I don't know. I mean, it's maybe. Sometimes I wonder, yeah. Cause
we look at a sunset and we're like, meh.
You know what, though? Like, I sometimes I wonder if I'm missing some part of me that, like other people get excited, like, the fucking Statue of Liberty, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't. But then I just think, like, more often than that, I usually think other people are just fucking dumb and they don't understand that this is just a tall thing.
You think it's all faked? Like, I'm here and I'm looking at it, so it's exciting, right? Because I'm here and I should be this way, so I will
instill
this false...
I don't think it's fake.
Excited reaction.
I don't think it's faked. I just don't think they understand it. Like, let's say you're walking down the street and you see a celebrity, but it's somebody like you recognize them, but it's somebody you don't really know anything about, don't give a shit about. They're on some show you don't watch. You've only seen commercials for it, but you get excited anyway because it's a celebrity. I think it's like that. Like, why are you excited?
Yeah.
That's just a person that other people like. But people would get excited for that. They'd be like, oh my God, it's James Vanderbeek. I never once watched a show with him on it.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, but oh my God, I recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of like that. Like, nope, you don't really know why you're excited.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so there are lots of shitty things in the world, like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's a fucked up building.
I think the best thing about the Leaning Tower of Pisa is if you take any photo near it, you'll have a million people like putting their hands up, not even close.
Yeah, acting like they're trying to hold it up.
Yeah.
Or you might occasionally see a dude laying down in the grass with one of his friends getting down low to get a low angle picture so it looks like it's his dick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, those are like the clever people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's lots of cool shit to see in the world, I guess. But like, if I could teleport to it, I would totally see it. But I don't want to go to Italy to see the Leaning Tower of Pisa. I don't want to go to Egypt to see the fucking pyramids.
Yeah, I'd be more interested in the experience. And if I were out in nature and I found an area, it would feel like my own.
Yeah,
it's very hipster, but like, this is, nobody knows about this place, but I'm here and wow, that's fucking cool.
My favorite thing about going to New York is just being in New York, like walking up and down the streets, going to different shops and things. I got wrangled into going to see stand-up comedy by this douche handing out flyers, like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't, like, I went to the top of the Empire State Building, you and I did.
Oh yeah. That was the least exciting.
That was kind of cool. Like, it is kind of cool to be up really high.
It was cool because, holy shit, we drove here and here we are.
Yeah, but we did get to ride an elevator on that one, and that wasn't the reason we were there, to go see the Empire State Building.
That's true, yeah.
Like, if I went to Egypt,
floor.
If I went to Egypt, it would be to see the Sphinx and the pyramids, and that's it, because there's nothing else in Egypt for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, I feel like I would probably be more drawn towards like a new monument, maybe. Like, if they actually built that RoboCop statue in Detroit, I might drive out to see it.
Oh yeah, Didn't we talk about that on the show?
Yeah.
At some point, I think.
Didn't they start a Kickstarter for that? Do you know if anything ever happened with that?
I don't know if they did a Kickstarter for it. I just know that it was brought up and got to, like, a higher level of discussion than it really was expected to.
I think they should have fucking done it.
Yeah.
Like, why not?
I feel like instilling the fear of a giant robotic policeman would definitely help clean up Detroit.
Wow. I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
Detroit.
But at least it was...
shithole.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to... Well, maybe. Maybe everybody's really fucking dumb in Detroit. But I don't think anybody's going to be afraid of the statue of RoboCop.
I was going to take that purse.
Half of them probably won't even know what it is.
Yeah.
But it just, like... It would be kind of cool to have a statue of RoboCop. Yeah. And it would be way cooler than, like, we have this big art... I probably said this when we talked about the statue of RoboCop last time, but yeah. We have this big fucking art thing that's, like, an identifier. It's, like, a symbol of our city.
An icon,
called,
yeah.
called the Calder.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Isn't it supposed to be, like, a river spirit or something?
I have no idea.
Because, like, this is Grand Rapids. There's the Grand River goes through here and the rapids, whatever. So it's, like, a river spirit. But
how would you
this...
describe that, though? It's, like, an abstract sculpture. You look at it and you have no idea what the fuck it is.
Yeah, it's like if you imagine you took a blind person to a petting zoo where they had deer,
mm-hmm.
and you had them feel the deer up, and then you had them do a sketch of the deer.
That's brilliant.
And then you had somebody build a giant metal sculpture based on that sketch. That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
it's this weird abstract blob looking thing. And it's garbage. It's just a giant piece of garbage, but it's like an identifier of our city. A statue of RoboCop would be way cooler than that. Like, build a statue of RoboCop, put it here. I don't care if it's not accurate. It wasn't the movie wasn't filmed in Detroit anyway. Fuck them.
That's why it got shot down, I bet, though, because it's like a mockery. You know, it's ridiculous. That's why it's popular. Get it? Ha ha, RoboCop. Ooh,
who gives
so
a shit?
Silly.
I also don't think they're planning to build a lot of stuff in Detroit because they're going to bulldoze like a third of that.
they're just going to like put up walls around Detroit. It'll be like Escape from New York, where New York was made into like a prison colony or something.
It feels like when you hear anything about Detroit, one out of every two buildings is like on fire.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
It does look like a wasteland. Like, we've gotten lost in Detroit, it's crazy how many abandoned, not houses, not small buildings that are like two stories high.
Yeah.
Fucking gigantic abandoned fucking buildings with God knows how many lurkers, you know, inhabiting it.
How does that even really happen? Like, I understand, like, a
over
business...
Over and over, building after building, just shit.
I understand, like, a business goes out of business.
Yeah.
But somebody still owns that property, mm-hmm. right? Like, they either had to sell it or default... Does it default to the government? So now the government owns the property, and they're just like, yeah, we'll just keep it.
Leave it?
And not do anything with it.
Yeah, somebody's not...
It doesn't just, like, go into, like, property limbo, and nobody owns it, and nobody can buy it because nobody owns it, and so it just sits there. Somebody owns this property and doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
They buy the land or the lot, and there just happens to be a building there that they don't give a shit about, and they don't take advantage because it's like, oh, shithole part of the town. So all the windows are broken. Crackheads live in it, but they own the property.
You know what I just realized? I made a reference to Escape from New York.
Yeah.
I bet that went over a lot of heads.
Oh, that's true. When did that come out?
The '80s.
Oh, Jesus. New York, yeah.
Yeah. Escape from L.A. was later.
Even
that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was like when these people were gestating. Bames, you know Escape from New York?
I've heard it mentioned a lot, but I haven't actually seen it.
Do you know who's in it?
I couldn't name it off the top of my head, no.
Bames, you ever play Metal Gear?
Yes.
Do you know the name Plissken?
Yeah.
Well, the Solid Snake is kind of named after Snake Plissken from Escape from New York.
Hmm. Fun fact, yeah.
Who was a guy with an eye patch played by
Kurt Russell,
yeah.
Neat.
Now you know.
He's got to be old as shit now.
Here's Google another Kurt reference Russell. For you. Knowing is half the battle.
I know that one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What battle?
That doesn't make sense.
Oh, no.
Who are we fighting? Oh, Yojo. Bames, did you have anything you wanted to talk about? Or did you just call in because I said call in?
I feel like I had something over the past week that I was thinking of bringing up, but I don't have anything specific right now.
Okay.
Gotta pee. It's all right in here. Gotta pee.
All right. I'm going to tell Bames about my new idea for a website then. Awesome. Bames, I had this new idea for a website. Every once in a while I do this. I come up with a new idea for a website, and then I never make the website. My new idea is singleframevideos.com, and it would just be a website where you can post pictures. What do you think?
Sounds brilliant.
Single frame videos, because those would be pictures.
Yeah.
And you can just post, it'll be like Flickr, only shittier. Singleframevideos.com.
Yeah.
I feel like you're not as enthusiastic about this as you should be.
Well, I'm kind of contemplating this. I feel like you probably win some kind of award for that.
I think I should. I think there are a lot of accomplishments of mine that have gone unrecognized.
Yeah.
Like Abort Space.
Mm-hmm.
I should have gotten an award. Somebody should have tried to buy that idea from me. Abortspace.com, the MySpace-esque website where people who have had abortions can go to make MySpace pages for their aborted babies.
Yeah. I mean, how could you not want that service?
I imagine, like, there are people who have abortions and then feel awful about it, and they name the baby, and they, like, start imagining what they'd be like at this age, and they'll, like, keep journals about it and stuff. This just makes it all easier, brings it into the 21st century.
Yeah, why not just give it a MySpace? Well, you'd kind of have to give it, like, a abort book at this point.
That's true. Abort book would probably be better than abort space. I just like the name Abort Space, though.
Yeah.
So Orion is back.
I'm back. Did you hear this idea? No, I didn't hear anything. I was peeing too loud.
The idea was singleframevideos.com, and it would just be a website where you can post pictures.
Okay.
Because okay. That's what it is. Single frame video.
Million dollar idea.
Do you remember? Here's a reference for you. Do you remember the time Fred Savage raped DJ from Full House?
No.
There was
really.
Every once in a while, somebody mentions Fred Savage, and I usually can't remember why I get creepy feelings from him. It's because there was this movie. It was a made-for-TV movie, probably on ABC.
really? Jesus.
It was a made-for-TV movie where Fred Savage and DJ from Full House were dating, and he was nuts, and he was controlling and abusive, and I think he raped her, and it was almost like a PSA about stalkers and rapists and mm-hmm. shit.
Yeah.
But Fred Savage was the creepy rapey stalker. I think that's in the back of my head every time I see or hear about Fred Savage now.
Inkling, yeah.
I'm having a hard time picturing that because I'm imagining it being Fred Savage, like, as he appears in The Wizard.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tiny Fred Savage raping DJ from Full House.
God damn. I have no idea how he looks these days. Dragon. He was in that Austin Powers movie, but still, never would think of him as creepy. But now... I wonder if I can find that. I'll have to see that made-for-TV PSA with Fred Savage. That would be funny, though. I would love to just cut that scene of him raping the shit out of her because I hated her.
Yeah, I didn't like her either. There was this one episode where she like develops a like anorexia, I guess. Like she stops eating and she starts going to the gym and she works out too hard and like passes out almost.
Mm-hmm.
And then they get really worried about her. And then Danny Tanner comes in. He's their dad. And he's like, oh, don't worry about looking like people in magazines. Because mm-hmm. that's not real, yo. But the whole time I'm like, yeah, but I mean, she does kind of have a fat face.
Yeah.
Like, maybe she should just work her face out more. She does kind of have an ugly fat face.
It wasn't her weight that bothered me. I don't know what it was.
Her face kind of looks like... There are certain people whose faces just kind of look like... If you took your fist and just didn't punch them, but just like put it on their nose and just pushed it in. And then everything kind of smushes up like... And you get that like, I smelled a fart face.
Okay.
But it's permanent. Her face kind of looked like that to me. And maybe that's why it looked like maybe that's why it looked like she had a fat face to me is because the face was all squeezed inward.
There was a
lot of outside real estate on that face.
She had an unattractive big head to me. I don't know. Her body was not fat.
No, that's
terrible to say.
You know what? Sometimes,
fat face, okay.
Sometimes little girls should get eating disorders. No, she had a fat face. What am I going to do? Fat face. Fucking fat face.
Jesus.
You know, another thing I was thinking about this week.
Yeah.
It's one of my little random things, kind of Orion style. Is there such a thing as a firefly farm? Like, you know,
you're
how people,
the wrong
you know, how
guy,
people
man.
Farm bees.
Yeah.
Why don't people farm more bugs? Like, you can have an ant farm, but that's
out of it.
That's more like a fishbowl, an ant farm. But people farm bees. They have these big boxes full of bees and they come out in these beekeeper suits and they have the little smoke gun to make
the
bees
honey.
Go to sleep. And which is funny. Why does smoke make bees go to sleep? Do they asphyxiate? I don't.
It just suffocates them.
But anyway, so you can farm bees. I think you should probably be able to farm fireflies. And I think if there is such a thing as a firefly farm, it would be great around Christmas time to buy a bunch of string and go to the firefly farm and buy like a big jug of fireflies, and then like maybe knock them out with a smoke gun. And while they're knocked out,
oh no,
you tie gently.
Oh, tie, okay.
You gently
needle through them.
No, come on, Orion, don't be gross. You gently tie the little string around each firefly. So then you've got like this living string of Christmas lights that you can hang.
It's interesting, but
it's like Amish Christmas lights.
Yeah. It'd be moving. There'd be the struggle, you know.
Which would just create visual interest.
What the hell's going on? We're dying. All we wanted was sex.
And then...
they wouldn't be glowing anymore.
Then people would think that was cruel, and then a new industry would crop up where people would create simulated firefly Christmas
Jesus,
lights.
Yeah.
So they'd have like little motors in them, and they'd be shaped like little bugs, the lights would, and the motors would like make them wiggle around. Like vegan burgers, like veggie burgers. See, I'm creating jobs. I'm going to fix this economy.
That's why people farm bugs, because there's some financial gain out there they can get out of it. With that, I see now how people could use that to make money. But with no other bug, though, really. I mean, unless people really like collecting them, then yeah.
Yeah. You could get in the Guinness Book. Largest collection of shitty bugs.
Yeah. People do buy those, right? There's people out there with bug collections, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are the people who collect bugs dead.
Yeah.
And they, like, pin them to boards and stuff. Yeah. And then there are people, like the Japanese people who like to collect bugs to fight them.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I don't know if there are people who just collect bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's you're probably thinking of homeless people.
Yeah.
They're not collecting bugs on purpose. They just have a horrible infection full of maggots.
Mm-hmm.
I just imagined a homeless dude who had the superpower to like send flies at you because he has some horrible infection that's full of maggots.
Jesus.
And if he squeezes it, flies come out.
That reminds me, there's a homeless guy outside of the grocery store, the ghetto one, and only Kyle will get this, but the corner of Kalamazoo and 28th Street.
Okay.
He's always out in that parking lot, looking for cans, looking for bottles, returns them. He's always there every time we're there. And she asked me, like, because I hate fucker. I hate him. He's always, I think I talked about him last episode we did, but he's always there giving you that look like, what, you're not going to help me out? That look, you know,
yeah.
He doesn't ask, he doesn't approach you and annoy you. Props, I guess. But she's like, why do you hate him so much? You know,
did Aldi ask you this?
Yeah. She feels sorry for him, obviously, you know, and I get this feeling like she wants to help him or like come Christmas Day, we'll give him like a,
she wants to take him home.
We should set something up. Wouldn't it be funny if I just brought him home and left?
And then Aldi gets raped.
Yeah.
At first, I was going to say Aldi is a fucking enigma because I can never tell when she's going to feel empathy. Because like a lot of times she's just like, fuck them, fuck that. I'd slice them with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And then like just randomly, it'll be like, aww.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I think I figured it out. She doesn't see this guy as a human being.
Yeah.
She sees him as an animal. And Aldi wants to take all animals into her home.
Yes.
Aldi sees a raccoon. She's like, but I want it to live with us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Aldi sees a duck. She's like, I want it to sleep in my bed. Aldi sees a homeless man, and she says,
isn't he cute?
Oh, I want him to sleep on the floor in our garage, and we'll feed him biscuits.
Mm-hmm. That's an idea. I've thought about that.
Letting him sleep in your garage and feeding him biscuits?
Like, you get a homeless guy, and you don't let him into your house, but you keep him somewhere, and you feed him.
Chained up in the backyard.
You bring him McDonald's, like, every day.
Oh, wow. And you're going to fatten
he leaves
that homeless
you
guy
alone,
up.
But he's better off than he would be out, you know, scavenging, right?
Well,
how cruel is that?
You gotta,
you're still not letting him in.
You got to bring him booze.
Mm-hmm. I would do that. Yeah.
Otherwise, he will disagree with you about being better off.
Yeah.
He'll be like, yeah, I'm not hungry anymore, but I'm sober. Mm-hmm. Fuck you. Fairy lights?
You know, a homeless guy would make a pretty good, like, dark guard dog. You just give him a knife.
And he could speak like, there's somebody out here trying to break in, and it's not me.
But he also barks.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, Ryan, man, somebody's coming up the driveway, man.
You chain him to something because, you know, you don't want him to go anywhere. And why would he? But someone comes along and says, oh, that's fucking cruel. But he's like, I'm cool with it. They feed me McDonald's. I get a half gallon of lip vodka now and again. I'm cool. I'm good with this. All they ask is that I'm chained to the front yard and protect their house.
He starts chasing cars.
I got linked to something called fairy berry lights.
Yeah.
It says, like real fireflies, fairy berry lights create after dark magic. What a charming effect these little orbs of light make as they gently fade in and out. Scatter or hang them anywhere. Yard, patio, table, garden, trees. They're even water resistant to add a soft glow in a pool, pond, or fountain.
Waterproof and they scatter?
And it doesn't look like they are on a string. It looks like they're these little balls that...
Oh my god.
Light up. Here's a little YouTube video. Oop.
Products that make life easier.
Yeah, they're little plastic balls. Yeah,
that's bullshit. You throw them on the ground or you hang them manually. Yeah, they're gonna glow. They have little, batteries inside, or you plug them in?
I don't know.
It's like Christmas lights. Nothing new.
They're Christmas lights without the string, and it really doesn't simulate the firefly experience.
No, I thought
because
they
don't move.
They scattered, yeah. That'd be sweet. They kind of fly around.
Yeah, they were saying
on their own?
They were saying you can scatter them, but you were thinking saying the balls would scurry away.
You get near them, they fly away. That'd be amazing.
Somebody find me a firefly farm. Because I want to quit my job and start a new life down on the farm. We got another email. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. This is from The Laughing Shack, but Shack is spelled like Shaquille O'Neal. It says, hello, Kyle and Orion. I've been listening since the episode where Kyle talked about your car troubles. I had wanted to send in my unique, that's in parentheses, unique. I had wanted to send in my unique perspective on a few things you two have discussed on the show, but I guess it was too much effort and planning for me to do that. So I'll just send a link for my first, hopefully not last, email. And then he sent a link to, oh boy, I haven't looked at this yet. It's something on it's on lazytechguys.com. And the URL says, how long can you watch this before you laugh? I bet I can win this challenge. Let's see. All right, let's see what this is. It's coming up. If it's a YouTube video, I'll post the link. Yeah, it's a YouTube video. Okay. I'm going to quickly grab a link for it and post that in the chat. So if you guys want to play along at home.
Okay, before you play it, I've seen this and I might have laughed, but when it's like Conan said in the actor's studio, he said, you can never say, now this is going to be funny, and then say something.
Yeah, that's true.
And it will never exceed the expectation people create in their head. So when you say, see how long you can go with, you know, without laughing.
Yeah.
Then your expectations are way the fuck up here.
Yeah. And even when you're not actually saying that explicitly, if you have a friend over, I do this to Orion. Mm-hmm. And it's so dumb because I know better.
Yeah.
But you have a friend over and you're like, I saw this funny YouTube video. You got to see this. And then you play it for them.
You've got to see.
And you're like looking at the video and then looking at them and looking at the video and looking at them and going, no, but this part, okay, not that part. Okay, but this next part is going to be, that didn't get you either. Okay. Well, I mean, I swear that, you know, it's not as funny this time for some reason. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know, was I drunk? I don't know. I swear it was funny. Anyway, let's give this a shot. It's called Hilarious Korean Workout Ad. Horse riding something. Whatever. Come on.
우리 집이 순식간에 푸른 초원으로.
Okay, so it's showing men and women sitting on this workout thing that looks kind of like a bike seat. It looks kind of like a bike seat mounted to the bottom of an ironing board.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of squatting, and it's supposed to make it... It's supposed to
simulate
horse riding. They're now showing a video of a woman horse riding, and when you ride a horse, you're kind of supposed to bounce up and down with its gait.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what they're doing. But the hilarious part of it is that it makes it look like they're crotch thrusting. And a little bit of the seat kind of pokes out between their legs and kind of looks like a dick.
Yeah.
So it looks like they're practicing for a porno video or something.
It's funny because the guys riding it look like they're fucking, and the women riding it look like they're riding. Riding a big dick.
Oh my god, it's so funny. They're like squatting. Oh, a woman just tried to pretend she was riding a horse without the thing and fell over. But then with the thing, she looks graceful.
There are lots of products out there that will simulate you riding a horse. This is the best part.
Yeah, this is the best part. They're showing this like CG model of it's like a translucent blue Jello woman riding the thing.
Gigantic, yeah. Big woman. But within seconds of riding it, slims down to a fit shape.
This is kind of funny, but I think even if I found this on my own, I wouldn't have laughed out loud at it. It's not that kind of funny. But there's like no accounting for someone else's sense of humor. Like, this is a thing I've encountered a lot. Like,
yeah.
I'll say something that I think is kind of funny on the show, and then I'll find out somebody else, like, they'll email me or tweet me or something or quote it or post about it in the forum, and they'll be like, I lost my shit at this part. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Like, I said it, and I didn't think it was that funny.
Well, it's rare we even laugh out loud surfing the web, but in our heads, it's the funniest thing ever.
That's the thing. Like, I don't know if this is true for everybody, but there are things that I think are funny, but I don't ever actually laugh at.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are things that actually make me laugh out loud. And they're two different things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's been that way my whole life. Like, I can't ever remember a time when everything I thought was funny, I laughed out loud at.
Yeah.
Like, I would watch TV shows. Oh, sorry, Bames is trying to talk. We've gotten through most of this. I'm not going to play the rest of it, because I can't hear Bames when he tries to talk. What were you saying, Bames?
The one that's like, it's funny, but you don't laugh out loud at it is called like cerebral humor, I think.
There's a name for it.
I'm not... if you said cerebral humor to me, I would assume you were talking about like just more intellectual jokes, but it still could be something I would laugh out loud at. But maybe you're right. I don't know. But... yeah, there's lots of things that I think are funny and I don't laugh out loud. Every fucking sitcom I watched as a kid,
mm-hmm.
I didn't mean they're fucking dumb. Like, as an adult, I probably would not laugh at them for other reasons, but I thought they were funny as a kid.
Yeah.
But I never or very rarely laughed out loud, like burst out laughing watching an episode of Family Matters. Like, holy shit, dog, Steve Urkel. Oh, you crazy mofo.
Like, you invite me over for Friday night ABC?
Yeah, it just didn't happen.
And Urkel's totally on, and you and your family are laughing.
Oh my god, Uncle Joey. At it again. It just, but I feel like other people laugh real easy.
Yeah.
Like, they laugh their asses off at just the dumbest shit. Like, if you were in the room with them, and you sat down on, like, a leather chair,
mm-hmm.
and it made a noise,
mm-hmm.
they would just die. They'd be on the floor. It'd be the funniest thing they'd ever heard.
Type of mind, yeah. I had friends in... ooh, middle school that, like, I was in soccer, and this one kid, we were dropping him off. My dad was, like, assistant coach or something, and he needed a ride, and we were taking him home, and my dad was like, you want to go grab some pizza or something? Call your parents, see if it's okay? He's like, no, I got to get home. My friends and I are going to watch Seinfeld.
Okay.
And I thought that was really weird, and I talked to these other friends, and apparently so often they'd go over and just watch this show, and I pictured them all laughing together, like,
yeah,
doot, 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 doot.
Oh,
old
George
Kramer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He never knocks.
Isn't that fucking pathetic?
Oh.
He has the worst ideas.
Yeah.
And I They were very nice people, but I never wanted to be their friends after that because that was just too weird.
I don't know. I think part of it's the mood too. Like I laugh way more on when we're doing the show than I do at all throughout the week.
Yeah.
And it's I think it's the mood that I get in when I do the show. Like I'll laugh at things that aren't really that funny,
mm-hmm.
but I still feel like I don't die laughing like people say they do at just the dumbest shit.
And if you do die laughing, it's nothing you could share or explain to somebody at work or whatever, or if I came
especially
over.
Especially because you're dead.
Yeah.
So
good one, Bames.
But I remember P. Shu, I'd go to his house, not specifically to watch anything,
yeah.
but we'd turn on Eek the Cat or something.
Oh, God.
And Paul, man.
He'd just chuckle.
P. Shu would be dying. He'd be dying. And it was funny. I would laugh, but it took me a minute to realize I was laughing more at him laughing at it, because his laugh is classic.
Do you think anybody in the chat, other than maybe Sean Ryan, knows what Eek the Cat is?
Probably not.
Bames, you know. Do you know what Eek the cartoon. Cat is?
Yeah.
You know Eek the Cat?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Were you watching that at like 5?
I think I watched like some old, not a rerun, but I watched some like collection of it later in life.
Retro cartoons.
So I wasn't around when it was like big, but...
Oh...
Aldi and I were watching Battleship, the new movie.
Okay.
Terrible movie. But the beginning.
Isn't Rihanna in that?
Yeah.
Is it like Rihanna and Liam Neeson or something?
Yeah.
Boy.
It's pretty bad. Don't watch it. But the beginning had us cracking up. And I won't say how much, like how how much we were laughing, because that'll ruin it. But if anyone were to pirate it and watch like just the beginning of the movie, it's actually, it's really not that funny. I don't know why we were in tears fucking laughing. We were in tears just chuckling away at the beginning of the movie because it's just silly. But if I were to tell anybody like you, like now, check it out, you wouldn't laugh at all. At all.
Yeah, like if I tried, if I had a way to just bring up the beginning of that movie and you were like, it's hilarious and I brought it up right now, yeah, I probably wouldn't laugh.
That's like, that partly reminds me of like improv. You do anything scripted that's supposed to be funny, it's very easy for it to fuck up and nobody laughs. Yeah. But if you improv and it just, you know, things just come to you and the potential there for it to be just fucking hilarious is there all the time. And that's what makes a good show at times, you know, that we do. Like the horse thing. You listen back to that, you won't laugh. No. But at the time, we couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
I was talking about it's hilarious. And volcanoes.
I have a mouthful of peanuts right now.
You want to talk about some of my shit?
Yes. Let's talk about some oh shit.
I don't know why I was curious about searching for local sex offenders.
Okay.
But I was bored. And you can like search, you know, a 1 mile radius. And it will show you like a Google map image with certain addresses that are labeled.
Mm-hmm.
And those are people on the sex offender registry, you know, and you can check them out, name, photo, everything. And it'll tell you what they were convicted of. There's a guy not right across the street where the weirdo guy is that's obsessed with his lawn, but his neighbor
mm-hmm.
is on this list. Check it out.
Does it tell you why they're on the list?
It just tells you what they were convicted of, but even that's kind of vague. What was it? CSC, criminal sexual conduct. Third degree.
Mm.
Look that up for Michigan. It probably didn't matter that it was Michigan, but it's definitely penetration, and it's one of the following. Like, nice. Either they were retarded and didn't know how to say no, or they were 13, 14, 15, or it was like someone underage that was part of the home, like a family member or something. So
you should go ask him.
Wow. Yeah. What's crazy is it's like you'd think, how old is this shit? Because he was convicted in 04, a long time ago. He might not even live at this house right now, you know? How often do they update this shit?
Did they give you like his date of birth? Like, do you know how old he was?
Yeah, date of birth, everything, eye color.
How old was he?
He was, shit, as old as my dad.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
He's an older guy. But what's weird is he looks like this suburban dad that you'd never suspect, you know, a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even weirder is I don't know why, but they listed his registered vehicles. And you so get you this know, list of like all the vehicles he's owned.
And so you can tell your kids which vans not to take candy from.
Yeah. And the latest one, the car that he owns, is a blue Prius or something. I look across the street. There it is. A 2012 blue Prius.
Well, whatever. He's doing pretty good for himself then.
Yeah.
And there's a guy with binoculars looking right in your window.
Yeah. It's a little... I'm not as bothered by it as Aldi is.
You should...
We don't know who he fucked. You should dress... Was it a little boy, little girl?
You should dress Leland all sexy and, like, put makeup on him and stuff. And then, like, just go over and, like, bring him a pan of muffins or something. But then just be, like, teasing him with the baby.
Yeah.
See, I thought about a reaction.
On Halloween, instead of handing out candy, I would dress up and I would only go to his house. I'd dress up as a vagina. Big giant vagina. I'd only go to his house, knock on the door, and I would say, oh, what would I say? Like, I'm only 13, 14, or 15. And just dance around.
Retarded.
He would get it. He would get it. Maybe. Yes. Unless he fucked a dude, a little boy. I don't know.
He would cross his arms and go, good one.
But there's also this guy down the street we call Jeep Guy. Owns this loud-ass Jeep that's a stick shift, and all hours of the day and night, he's driving off. He's going away and coming back within a minute or two. And
drug dealer.
We believe he's a drug dealer. Like, any time of day or night. Constantly. Every day. There's no other reason.
Well, he's dedicated to his craft.
Just... On Halloween, I'd go to his house dressed as a cop, right? Pretend I have a warrant to search his property. That would be funny as shit.
I'm sure he would love it. Yeah. I'm sure he'd be a big fan.
Because I'm old enough, I could pull it off, you know? I'm not like 14 and this is so clever. Get it? I'm a police officer. Yeah, right, kid. All right, get out of here. I'm 30 now. I could pull it. I'll grow out the mustache.
Would you not even be dressed up like one of the local police? You'd be wearing like the generic like NYPD costume.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got like a Beastie Boys sabotage video mustache on.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, that would be funny to film. I might do that.
Should get Aldi dressed up as a cop too to go with you, also with a fake mustache.
Oh yeah, I don't want to throw him off. I want him to think it's real. We'll see what happens. Yeah, that'd be funny.
That just sounds mean, Orion.
But he's got to be a drug dealer, right? It was either he's a drug dealer or he really has a drug problem and he needs his fix.
Like, oh, he's going out to meet drug dealers
every hour. It's like every hour, every couple hours, he's and he's back within minutes.
He's like
he's like
one of those
day.
Smokers who won't smoke in their own house. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm a smoker, but smoking is gross. I won't do it in my own house. So like, but with other drugs, like heroin or something.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I do heroin, but I'm not going to do it at home. That's just gross. So he like has a storage unit somewhere where he keeps his heroin. And he has to drive off to get a hit. And then he comes back home and he's like, oh, I'm starting to come down. Mm-hmm. He gets back in the Jeep, drives out to a storage unit, gives himself another injection.
What's weird is the drug dealer theory flies more because you look at he's got like the nicest house on the street. And he's not like some creepy looking drug dealer dude. He's like a wealthy looking white guy, middle aged. And you go on like Google Earth or Google Maps, any map site that shows you like a satellite view of the neighborhood, and I go to my address. I look over at his house, and he's got like, I think he fences up his backyard, but he's got a big ass pool. He's just, and he's got.
You've been doing a lot of amateur espionage lately. This is something I never do.
I was bored as shit when I looked up the sex offender guy across the street. He has a Facebook. He's too fucking old to privatize it. I looked it up.
Oh,
why not?
You really
I wasn't
are.
Like paranoid. I thought like, it'd be funny.
I'm going to make more references. This is like that Hitchcock movie, Rear Window, where you like get an injury and spend all your time at home and start spying on the neighbors. Only it's like the it's cyber crazy. Edition.
Yeah.
Injury is having a kid.
Yeah, Orion had a kid, and now he's home all the time, and he's awake, and so he's online looking up sex offenders in the neighborhood, then Facebook stalking them, then looking at satellite images of their backyards.
I've thought about bringing up his mugshot and just full screening it, right? And opening up my blinds to the area I have the computer, which is in the front of the house, and he has a clear view right across the street. If he happened to just look over and see, what are they doing? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. This That'd sounds, be it, yeah.
This is really funny to me because, like...
I'm just out front, like
a couple weeks staring. Ago or a few weeks, like, maybe a month ago, you were talking about how paranoid you are all the time.
Yeah.
Every time somebody pulls in your driveway, you're like, oh, Jesus Christ. But now you want to fuck with a sex offender who lives across the street. You want to just needle him.
When Facebook stalking the sex offenders, do you ever do that thing where you like accidentally like one of their posts? And
I totally recognize that guy. He lives across the street. Sweet piece of ass, if you ask me.
You should friend request him.
It's like this post is from like 2008.
Yeah.
You should friend request him and like put a like a add a message, like send him a message that's like, hey, I recognized you from the sex offenders list. I live across the street.
What's he gonna do? What's he gonna do?
Come over and go, very funny, not really, but stop it.
The sex offender list doesn't link to his Facebook, does it?
No, no.
That would be Christ. Hilarious. But okay, so you looked him up on the sex offender list, then you were like, oh, let's see if he has a Facebook.
Yeah, came right up.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, boy. Oh.
What is sad, though, Ryan. When you look that shit up, I think I talked about this, but anyone that whipped their dick out in public when they were out drunk at a party is on there, you know? Because they will gauge, depending on the severity of their crime, a color code of what, I don't know, thing you can click on over their home, you know?
Yeah.
If it's like red, whoa, penetration. But if it's like bright green, it's like, okay.
Yeah, he peed
in
public.
In public, yeah. Poor. That's fucked up.
Sean Ryan says, funny enough, the Facebook links to the sex offender site, which it would be funny if like, because you can put in... You can put in like your website in like your info or whatever, like the about me section. You can put in your website. Yeah. So you like go to look at his info and he's got like some fucking copy and pasted quotes and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. And then like his website is the sex offender registry.
God damn. Oh, Jesus. Oh, what else? Oh, I was watching Cops. And they were doing a sting on prostitutes, right?
Yeah.
Whatever. Nothing new. But the undercover cops...
Were they doing the sting on prostitutes or on John's?
On John's.
Okay.
And, well, both, I guess. But the two guys running this thing were big, fat, undercover cops with long hair and beards. And I couldn't help but think, how did they get their job?
Yeah.
Because... A friend of mine's, he wants to be a cop and he has to go through like a fucking boot camp, you know?
Yeah.
And I get like you pass the boot camp, you've been on the force many years, you gain some weight, but these guys are big guys, rugged. They have to look the look, but at what point?
What is the look they're going for?
They got to look, you know, not like a cop, long hair, beard.
They got to look like an IT guy?
No, not like, they look. Like a biker guy minus the leather vest, you know?
Okay.
Biker guys, you know, they could, like they were fat guys, but they could beat the shit out of
you. Okay.
So maybe that's it. But yeah, I was like, how did they land that job? Did they, okay, we need you to be undercover, gain some weight if you could.
Yeah. I don't think that's part of it. I think there's like this rigorous training and stuff, and there are these qualifications you have to meet when you become a cop. But after that, like, there isn't really much.
Yeah.
You don't have to do a whole lot.
Yeah.
So, especially if you're undercover,
mm-hmm.
Then you can grow your hair out and all that crazy shit. So, yeah, I think it's just you don't have to do as much anymore. Yeah. And being a police officer most of the time isn't really that taxing on you physically.
Exactly. Riding a car.
Yeah.
8 hours a day or more. Yeah. Oh, man. What else? I have...
Yes, Sean, like Carl Winslow.
Yeah.
Reginald Vell Johnson.
Oh, two things happened at work. One has been occurring a lot. And don't think I'm fucking paranoid.
Uh-oh.
But,
uh-oh.
A lot of guys have been farting near me.
And you think they're doing it on purpose?
Totally, man. And most of them are with women. Like, they're my age or a little older. And they got a girlfriend. And they fucking walk by me.
So they're alpha dogging you.
They're the only ones. And it's like, wow. Really bad. Really. Like, no mistake.
They're asserting their dominance.
And it's like, the woman walks off ahead. because she knows what she needs. You know, she's cooking, obviously. And the guy's like following behind, and then nobody else around, suddenly pure ass. And this keeps happening over
know your place,
and over. Am I that threatening? Like, this just, guy with the gauge D is going to steal my girl.
You're just too sexy.
I'll show you.
These guys got to crop dust you every once in a while.
I'm fucking sick of it, man. I've written off at least 2 air fresheners. I'm not kidding. I've gone to my boss. My whole aisle that I work in will smell like ass for hours, and I don't want that people thinking it's me.
What do you do with these air fresheners?
I just go through my aisle and spray.
Oh, you're talking about like Febreze or something? Yeah. Okay. I thought you meant like the air fresheners you like screw open and set on a shelf.
No, I just wear them.
Yeah, you just got like pine trees around your neck.
They're trying to.
I know what you're up to, motherfuckers. No.
No. You should confront them.
You should know what you're doing.
I know, yeah. I know what's going on. Yeah. Don't think I didn't notice.
This happened to me, and I'll never forget it. And I know the guy, I know his face. In 5th grade, there was this popular kid who farted, and there were nothing but girls around. And he blamed it on me, and they believed him, obviously. He's like, oh, who? Orion, how could you rip ass? Like, oh, and it was bad.
Yeah.
And I knew he did it because it wasn't me. And I've never forgotten about that.
Wow.
Yeah, Orion's fucking terrified that people are going to blame their farts.
It's another one.
So when these guys walk by and like fart at you,
traumatized,
do you immediately go, it wasn't me. It wasn't me, you guys. Running up and down the aisle. I swear to God, it wasn't me.
God damn, it was bad enough. I was a redhead, you know, and he had to blame the shit on me. I had no chance with the women.
I remember in like 4th grade, I was sitting at my desk, everybody's sitting at their desk, and something happened that made me laugh, and I immediately, like, I'm laughing, but I laughed. It was one of those, I laughed too hard, and then, well, that made it sound wetter than it was. It was more like,
that would not be
that still sounded wetter. It wasn't a diarrhea fart, but I did like just rip the loudest fart, and it was like a record scratch. Like the whole room went quiet, and then because everybody thinks they're hilarious, a bunch of kids shot up out of their seats and went, oh, and ran to the window.
Sean in the chat says maybe it's the girlfriends farting at you.
It could be.
Jesus.
They're coming on to you?
Yeah, it's like there are pheromones in their flatulence.
Oh, I just loosen them up like too much, right?
Yeah.
A little in the front. Oh, too much in the back.
Yep, that's what it is. Do you hear these farts or only smell them?
No, never. Only smell them. And there's no mistake. Somebody ripped ass.
Oh, Bames, say something. I think you might have just turned robot.
No.
Oh, he did. Bames turned robot. Oh, how could you do this to me, Bames?
Sorry.
It's all his fault.
I didn't want it to end like this.
All right, Bames, get off my lines.
All right.
We're, should we take a break?
Quick break.
Orion was telling me before the show that he likes taking breaks, and we haven't really done that in the live shows.
Yeah, peter out towards the end.
So maybe we should take a quick break.
Let's do it.
And then we'll come back. And during the break, I can fix the audio. All right, everybody, ready for a break? Here it comes. 1, 2, 3, break! Oh boy, everybody. Welcome back from the break. It's just Kyle here now. Unfortunately, we lost the second half of the episode. And when I say lost, I mean it never got recorded. We did the second half of the episode, but we did it live, and I forgot to hit record. So, let this be a lesson to you. Sometimes shit happens, and if you had been in the live stream, you would have been there to experience it. You missed out. We talked about Renaissance fairs and all kinds of other bullshit that I can't remember right now. I could figure it out. Let's see. What did we talk about that you missed? Renaissance fairs, bad movies that get cult followings, my dick pic, Santa Claus. We talked about whether or not we would teach our kids, even though I'm never going to have one, about Santa Claus. We talked about eggnog. We talked about cosplay. We talked about our best shows, meaning like concerts or plays. We talked about plays and how garbage plays are. We talked about using our real names online. We talked about internet memes. We talked about horses and giraffes getting in a fight. And much, much more. And you missed it. You just missed it. And another thing I wanted to say, I'm just going to kind of fill this in a little bit, wrap it up.
tie it off, put a bow on it. But one thing I wanted to say was December 21st, Friday night at midnight, so technically Saturday morning, Eastern Standard Time, is going to be our big 200th episode, and it's also going to be our Christmas episode, and we're going to go live, and you should be there, because if you're not there, you're going to be a quadrilateral, okay? This little thing I've shoved into the end here is pretty bad. I'm out of breath. I just walked up a bunch of stairs, and I'm eating a burrito because I'm fat. So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, or you can email Orion at orion@ijusthadaterriblethought.com, or you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581. Or you can check us out on the Facebooks and the Twitters, facebook.com/idchat and twitter.com/idchat. That's IJHATT. Or you can go to the forums, ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum, and you can get in the religious thread, and you can yell and scream about gods and stuff, or you can comment on the episodes, you can post pictures of yourself, and we can make fun of them. All kinds of good things with negative consequences go on in the forums. What else? You can donate. You can send us all your money. There's a PayPal donate button on the main page. There's a Spreadshirt, itchhat.spreadshirt.com, where you can buy t-shirts with the logo on them or with the pony logo. I believe that's it. So thanks for listening, everybody. We'll check you next week. Word.